We're joined in studio by our next guest as they take their seat, and it is professional boxer Jason Quigley. I'm going to have to do it twice.
Very good.
Jason, good morning to you. Great to have you in studio.
Likewise, great to be in here.
What's the story with you? What are you up to at the moment? Are you in training? Are you between bouts? Are you what?
Yeah, we're training now. I'm always staying in the gym.
Yeah.
Always between bouts. Always staying in the gym. Always staying ready. But yeah, we've got some I think exciting news today for Donegal and Donegal Boxing.
You're not going to talk about your situation then. That's quite easy knowing you're in the media game as well, Jason. Is it right? Enough about me. I'll come back to you.
Yeah, I'll come back to you maybe.
Because we are talking about professional boxing returning to Donegal. It's a big deal, isn't it? It's been quite some time, Jason.
Yeah, I think it's 13 years now since professional boxing has been in Donegal. And that was Paul McCluskey for a European title in the Aura Complex.
It was an EBU title, was it?
Yeah. So it was a fantastic night back then. I wasn't there myself, but I remember hearing all about it. And I think I was away myself on the national team boxing. So, but an unbelievable night. So it was super atmosphere, and that's what we're looking to bring back in here now again.
And it's good to see professional boxing returning to Ireland, isn't it? I mean, there's been some activity in Northern Ireland, of course, as well. But we had Katie Taylor's big performances, big shows, another one coming up shortly, and a few other smaller shows as well. It's great to see this sport back live on the island.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Eddie Hearn actually came out recently there and says that Ireland need Katie Taylor for boxing, and that may be true right now at the minute, you know, in terms of like three arena big headline shows. But I want to throw another few fighters into the mix
and I want to
bring Irish boxing back up to the level that it deserves to be. And I believe that it comes from the roots.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It comes from, you know, old school way of growing and building fighters is taking your base from you from the very start. Do you know, growing from where you're from and family and friends coming out to support you, buying the tickets.
Building your following. Yeah.
Building your following along and let people come along on the journey with you.
Yeah.
To those stages where maybe you get to the States and fight for European world titles, whatever it may be.
Did you feel you missed that, Jason? Obviously, you know, you had great support through the amateurs, but, you know, we saw what happened with the likes of Steve Collins, Byron McGuigan and others. You know, they had their big nights in Ireland. Did you miss that a little bit, that you'd have, you know, your family and friends and pockets of supporters, but you can't always really have to travel to build your record?
Definitely, you know, looking back now on my career, of course, I don't know if I would change a whole lot in terms of, like, obviously it was a brilliant contract that I was offered, and going to the States and learning my trade over there and being in the midst of fighting in the mecca of professional boxing from day one was great. But I would probably more of a business head on myself now and more of an experienced head on myself. I would have liked to maybe negotiated my contract, whereas I would have been guaranteed maybe one or two fights at home a year as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's not easy, like, for people to fly to the States, and it's not easy to bring that following with you.
Mm. And you have to make extra sacrifices as well. I know it's all about sacrifice, but extra sacrifices in long periods away from home.
Yeah, without a doubt, it is a big sacrifice to make, and it mightn't look like that to people, you know, when they see you over in LA and doing all this stuff. And, you know, people don't realise the sacrifices that you do make. And, of course, it was my passion. It is what I love to do.
And just because it does form part of this conversation and about building fighters at home and their fan base, you talked about the contract that you received. Does any part of you wish that you'd went down the route sort of with Greensbury or Matchroom and got in domestic, you know, sort of got into a domestic kind of a rival? You know, you see the likes of Ben and Eubanks Jr. and there's a big domestic fight coming up over in Britain on Saturday. Do you have any regrets in that regard, or are you, no, you're not finished yet, but you know, when you look back, do you know where I'm on about, like, you know,
100%.
Your goals and
without a shadow of a doubt, that's where excitement comes from.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? That's where the fan base and the following really does come from, as well as those fights where they know somebody from England that you're fighting. It's not just like a Mexican that's coming in. They're not too sure of, you know. It definitely is something that I can't say that I regret it, because I did have a brilliant time over in the States and I learned so much over there, and it was an unbelievable experience. You know, it really, really was. But yes, a part of me would love to have done the other side of it as well. And that's where I'm looking at things now.
Because I think we as boxing fans were kind of robbed a little bit of the big nights. You know, I mean, obviously you delivered them eventually, but you know, that sort of, you need to buy into the story now, I think, with boxing a little bit as well. And I mean, obviously the Shane Mosley Jr. and that kind of stuff, you could, because of the name recognition, but just not quite that. I wonder how you get on against a... we talked about Billy Joe Saunders,
and stuff like that, of course. Because that's very relevant to the people here. Like, they know him, they see the people, they know it's only across the water, and different things like that. You know, it definitely is a much more exciting.
But anyway, this is what this is this initiative is about. And what's your involvement in it, Jason, in terms of putting these shows on?
Yeah, so I'm stepping into the promoting and management side of things as well. And we as Sheer Sports, along with Elite Sports, are going to be running this show. I'm a part of Sheer Sports in America, my management team. But I'm bringing Sheer Sports now into the promoting side of things. And this is going to be our first proper show now that we're promoting. And it's very passionate for me, you know, that I'm having it here in Donegal. It means a lot to me. There's a lot of hunger there to make this show a success, and there's a lot of nerves there as well. You know, it's a different kind of nerves than actually fighting yourself, that, you know, you're putting on a show and promoting a show that never obviously done this before. But I have a great team around me, that we have Robert Diaz there from the States as well, who has been, I think he's an icon in professional boxing, been with Golden Boy for years, worked with world champions throughout his career. Robert Diaz is going to be there on the night. He's going to be helping us put the show together as well. He's a part of Sheer Sports. And yeah, it's very exciting. And it's something that I really want to do now. Amateur boxing is kind of hitting a bit of a standstill at the minute. And there's a lot of negative stuff going on.
A lot of toxicity there, isn't there? You know, is it in this and is it not in this?
Exactly. You know, and I really want to lift boxing in Donegal again, and really, because this is where I came from, this is where I had my first fights and where I grew up. Like, so I really want to lift Donegal and inside amateur boxing and professional boxing. But I want this show to show young kids that there is possibilities out there. You know, it's not everything's happening over in England, over in the States. I want to show them that it's here on their doorstep. And encourage young kids to get into the gym, and encourage young kids to get in there, get their license, get their medical, and give this sport a crack again. And that's where my passion is coming from. That's where this show is meaning a lot to me, and I really want this to be a big success.
And there's future world champions out there, all contenders. It's just a case of, you know, how you bring them through. And also, we know there's a huge boxing fraternity here in Donegal. We know charity boxing matches, white collar events are really, really well attended. This should be an absolute sellout. But as a promoter now, you want to see the tickets go out the door.
Like, of course,
it will happen. But you know, you just want to make sure that you're now. Some Joe Ward, former Irish amateur, he's 10 into his pro career. He's a hitter. He's knocked out more than I've lasted the distance with him. He's headlining the show on his first, because it's a big night for him, his first professional fight in Irish soil.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have Joe up here in Donegal headlining this show. You know, Joe Ward is one of the most talented and successful amateur fighters to come out of Ireland. You know, he's a world medalist, European medalist, and an Olympian for Ireland. And he's an incredible talent. He signed with Lou DiBella over in the States in New York, and we've been working together with Lou and Joe's team to bring him back to Ireland. This is going to be his first fight back in Ireland. And as he says,
it's good to see you made it easy for him.
Yeah, you know,
11 his opposition, 11 fights, 10 KOs. I don't think you're gonna need the final bell on that one.
No, like, this is a fight for Joe Ward. Like, Joe's at a stage in his career now, he's about 30 years of age, and he's at that stage where he needs these competitive fights. And this is the type of show that we want to put on here in Donegal. We want to put on competitive fights. Mm. We don't want boys just getting in there and blowing their opponent out in one or two rounds. We want to put on competitive fights because these fighters are world class level.
And also you want to give people the opportunity, just like we've been talking about, to see fighters early in the career that they may see in really big fights later on. And James McGivern's among them, I'd suggest.
Yeah, and we just got great news last night that James McGivern is going to be fighting Josh Sanford for the Celtic title the RSNDR as well. So it's going to be a cracking fight. James, you know, you have so many fighters on this card that you will see on the likes of DAZN, on the likes of Sky Sports, fighting for major titles. You know, I have massive belief in these fighters, their skill, their talent, the way that they carry themselves. They're incredible, like they really, really are, and it's going to be brilliant to have that type of boxing here locally. And then for the people that come to the show, come to the event, seeing them then being like, oh, we've seen them in the Artist Center, and then go and seeing them then live on DAZN and Sky Sports and on the TV.
Well, you feel you've got a bit of direct involvement in their career. It's a funny thing. It's just when you've seen it live, you feel that sort of. You see it even with people that go who will get it, is say if you go to a concert of someone who you're not necessarily a huge fan of them, but by the time you walk out, you find yourself listening to them on Spotify. Yeah, yeah. It's the same, but in sport. The Walsh brothers, Liam and Paddy, both undefeated, both big prospects as well.
Yeah, they're both brothers from Down in Kerry there. They're a great talent. They're both of them are national amateur champions and started out their career now as professionals. Very talented lads that can go a long way in the sport as well. They bring a good following with them. They're exciting. They love to fight, and they're going to be in cracking fights as well.
Yeah. So it's a card of prospects really there, isn't it?
Yeah, we have Tyler Jolly there as well, Scottish lad who's he actually holds the record for fastest knockout in the Commonwealth Games. He's very exciting, very talented. He can whack, he can punch very hard, so his fights might not go the distance, but he's a talented lad, he's exciting, and I believe that he's definitely one to look out for on the show.
Brilliant stuff. It's going to be a great night, and I think the Aura Leisure Centre, that's where it is, isn't it? The Aura,
yeah.
It is. It's laid out well for it, actually. I think I can imagine where the ring might be versus where the seating might be, so everyone's you're right in on top of it.
It's a fantastic venue. I actually only went down there 2 weeks ago to suss it out and to have a good look at it, and you know, the people in the Aura couldn't have been better with the help that they were giving us. But you know, there's tiered seating and everything that comes out from the walls, and you're looking straight down into the ring. We're going to have a few wee new things in there as well, maybe like a stage and the lights and everything for the ring, we need a bit of pizzazz. There's no point in just showing up and going through the mill. We got to put a bit of sparkle on.
Brilliant stuff. Right, so it's going to be and boxing has to be, boxing shows now have to have that bit of razzmatazz. It's just the way it is, isn't it? It's all very, very exciting. What about getting tickets, because you know there's not unlimited capacity here. It can seat 2,000, can it? That's pretty impressive. So yeah, it's going to be some atmosphere. If people want a sense of what it's like going down to the three or whatever, you get 2,000 people into that room, you'll know what a big night of boxing feels like.
It's going to be
electric. If you've seen it on the telly, you'll get the sense of it.
It's going to be you know, and that's the thing with the tiered seating and it looking down into the ring, you know, it is definitely going to be an electric atmosphere. It's going to be an exciting atmosphere, and it's going to have the quality fights to go along with it as well. Yeah. You know, so tickets will be on sale in the next week. We're just getting everything together there now with the tickets, and we're released. Everything is just released today for the event.
Brilliant.
And
it's fantastic to see you back. It's great that you're involved as well too, because you bring the star power there as well. Are you going to do the ring announcing, are you?
I don't know if I'm going to do the ring announcing. I could get a nice suit or a tuxedo there and jump in.
I can see you giving
maybe
yourself...
Maybe sing a song and
no,
a ring.
We'll stick to the ring announcing.
We'll not go too much.
Let's get carried away. Right, okay. So you'll let us know when tickets go on sale. I'd say they'll go out like hotcakes. It's a great lineup, real prospects, people that you can follow the career then from here on. Would you like to have seen, or maybe future shows, maybe a little more sort of Donegal involvement, or what's the story?
That is
there?
The vision that I have now. You know, after this show, I would love to have a 3-4 events a year in Donegal.
Wow, okay.
You know, and bring in big title fights to Donegal. And this, I want this to be the start of it. I want this to get the ball rolling now, get some exciting fights, get people talking about the show, yeah, and understanding that it is a great night, it's a great event, and it's one that they can remember, and bring that on into next year and have a couple of shows.
It's the beginning of a really exciting journey for you as well.
Yeah.
Any idea when we might see you back in the ring, not with a microphone and an ill-fitting tuxedo?
Well, obviously, right now, me as always, in the gym, staying ready. We've had a couple of talks about possible fights in the future, probably not this side of Christmas.
Right.
And kind of works out well because I really want to put everything into this show now. And then November 18th, but yeah, maybe the start of next year we could be looking to get the gloves laced back up again.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, well, listen, it's great as you say that you can focus on this now and enjoy some time at home too, which is really, really important. All right, Jason, we look forward to it. Let us know when the tickets are available. We'll let everybody else know, and I'm sure it's going to be just a fantastic night. And if people want to feel and you've seen it, you watched it on the TV, you want that sense of big time boxing, well, it's back for the Rumble in the Hills. Jason, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Lovely. Thanks for having me on, lad.